psychologist Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg for Harvey Norman with everything for men's grooming.
I'm grumpy with the ABC today because of Q&A and the way they responded to a problem there. I'll talk about that later. Michael Carr-Gregg is grumpy for other reasons, Michael.
While being absolutely in favour of anything that highlights the plight of those students subjected to bullying and harassment at school, there was a program screened last night on the ABC where they equipped young people with hidden cameras in a Queensland school, and basically they went into that school without the permission of the school. The kids that were photographed, they were pixelated, but they were all filmed without permission. They didn't know that they were being filmed.
Were they checked afterwards?
No.
No.
What happened was, this is a program based on a Dutch program back in 2014 where they did exactly the same thing. When the school found out, they took the television station to court. In Queensland, it's the only state in Australia which allows hidden cameras. And that, to me, is just disgraceful. These kids' rights were violated. I feel very strongly that the kids who were featured in the program are now exposed to further victimisation.
Are they identifiable? You said the faces.
Absolutely. The kid who is bullied is clearly identified. And what's interesting, at the end of the show last night, there was one line flashed up. It was the last thing on that said this boy, his name was Kelsey, had not returned to school in 2017. Now, it didn't have any explanation, but you don't have to be a genius to figure out why. Because from my understanding of young people, they would have been livid that someone would have gone into school with a secret camera in their backpack filming them.
This is the Ian Thorpe thing.
Ian Thorpe is a very good bloke. He's a person who obviously cares very deeply. He was bullied himself at school, and he obviously feels that this is an important thing to do. The way it panned out was that the kid films himself being bullied. That's shown to his dad and his younger brother. Ian then rings up the school and says, I'd like to show you what's been going on in your school. There's a bit of a bureaucracy saying, what? I didn't know this was happening. It was referred to the Department of Education in Queensland. Finally, they're allowed in and they arrange a mediation using a psychologist who's very well respected. And they basically then bring in Brett Lee, who basically takes them all...
The cricket player.
Yeah, to play cricket, and the kid gets to meet the Queensland players, and it's all jolly, you know, fantastic. And at the end, the kids in the mediation session say, well, we didn't realise it was that bad. That's fine. But this is situation-specific behaviour. This is a short-term... How many schools have the resources to bring Ian Thorpe and Brett Lee in to mediate a bullying incident?
96900 693 13 13 32. Did anybody watch this program on ABC TV last night to which Michael refers, the bullying program with Ian Thorpe and others? So your problem, essentially, is that they have secretly filmed the kids and then used it without their permission or the parents' permission.
Correct. My understanding is that several of the parents of these kids are very upset about it.
But geez, I'd be furious.
Yeah.
If you send your child off to school, it's a protected environment. The next thing they've got... They're rotten, and the ABC did this. This isn't dodgy, you know, dodgy fly-by-night current affairs somewhere.
A current affair.
No, I wouldn't say that. I appear on it.
Absolutely.
No, but this isn't some dodgy, you know, thing that we see on pay TV filmed in India or something.
No, this is basically our 30 cents a day, and that upsets me.
Henry, hello, what'd you think?
I'm annoyed. Dr. Carr-Gregg, you said it's they're the kids' privacy. The kids that are tormenting this poor child day in, day out. He's the victim, not the ones that are being filmed.
Well,
the school, the principal did nothing about it. They would turn a blind eye.
But is that might be true, but is it justified doing it that way?
But we don't know that the principal did nothing. We only had one side of the story. Bullying is complex. Bullying isn't easily divided into bullies and victims. There's a lot of crossover sometime, and we just didn't get the other side of the story. We don't know what this kid did to elicit negativity. He might have done nothing, but we don't know. But so what this program did is it simplified a complex
issue. But we're also fiddling with the heads of kids, aren't we, with the television coverage like that?
Well, I think that's the big issue. And if anything happened to any of these victims afterwards, can you imagine the legal ramifications?
Michael Carr-Gregg and the Bullying Show on ABC TV. Claire, what do you reckon?
Look, I was just really irritated by how the school fought so hard to deal with the father originally, and then only because Ian Thorpe got involved. And even then, none of them, the teachers or the principal or anyone, would appear on camera. Because, I mean, why not? Why not? I couldn't understand it. Brought the kids out, but no teachers would appear. The principal, who refused to meet with the...
Claire, sorry. Thank you for calling. Opposing view from Joel. Joel, you thought it was right to film the bullies?
Yes, I did, Neil. I watched that program in full last night, and I just thought a poor young fella got such a hard time. He was called everything from being a faggot to being gay on gay porn. It was absolutely disgusting.
And you think it's the right thing to do, Michael?
Look, there's no question that the treatment he got was terrible. The school wouldn't go on because probably they're two sides to every story and they didn't want to basically get involved.
What's happened with Coopers and the gay marriage debate? Is that bullying of Coopers?
Probably. I certainly won't be having Coopers again. I think they backed down, not impressed.
So you're boycotting it not because of what they did, but because they apologised?
Correct.
You banned it.
I have banned them.
Another ban. Coopers, Dr. Michael Carr-Gregg. Want to look at this case of the policeman shot in the head and the crooks almost walking away.